It's very concerning, and unfortunately it's in line with a national trend. We have been seeing over the course of the last 4 or 5 years now, ever-increasing numbers of assaults, not just on staff, but also on prisoners across England and Wales. And Kent, as you will be aware, has a large number of prisons, you know, a higher concentration of prisons, I think, than almost any other county in the country. So we would expect to see, you know, the national trend playing out in Kent as well. I think there are several reasons why this is happening. Firstly, we need to look at the prison population. There are more people in prison in England and Wales than in any other country in Western Europe. And while the number of people in prison has remained quite steady at just over 80,000 for a few years, we are seeing it start to rise quite significantly in recent weeks and months, and that is concerning. But we're also seeing a system that's working under tremendous pressure because of staff shortages. In the middle part of the decade, there was a significant cut in prison budgets, and we saw a number of staff leave the service. The government has tried to plug the gaps by embarking on a major recruitment drive, but it's very, very difficult to retain staff, and we are seeing prisons continuing to struggle with staff shortages and with a large proportion of their workforce being very inexperienced from new recruits.
And you mentioned there about staff shortages, things like that. What do you make of then the response that the prison service gave then? They said that obviously the Prime Minister has committed an extra £100 million on security to crack down on crime in prisons. Do you feel that's not enough then?
Well, security measures are all well and good. You know, a few scanners will help, but they won't actually tackle the root cause of what is happening here. My understanding is the security measures are largely to clamp down on drugs in prison. Well, if you want to stop drugs being taken in prisons, you have to stop the demand for drugs being taken in prisons. And that means ensuring that prisons are properly resourced with enough staff and the right level of people being held in them so that you can provide a purposeful regime, purposeful activity. It means that people get time out of their cells to go to education, to training, to work, to get the skills that they will require to find work on the outside when they come to be released. And what we're currently seeing, because of that combination of chronic overcrowding, we look at Elmley Prison, for instance. It's supposed to be holding 1,000 people at most. At the end of last month, it was holding almost 1,200. You know, that chronic level of overcrowding that we're seeing in jails across the country, that combined with staff shortages and inexperienced workforce, means that we have a restricted regime. It means we're seeing people locked inside their cells for up to 22 hours a day with nothing to do. Well, in those circumstances, it's perhaps unsurprising that people want access to drugs and other things to fill their time.